PFT Media.
Hey everybody, it's the Devils in the Details. Merry Christmas!
Happy Yuletide.
Thank God we're allowed to say it again.
Uh-huh.
Our hands.
America truly is
say it again. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
We couldn't say it for 8 long years. Yeah. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm. Tell I kept having to say Black Santa Day.
He'll start banning Black Santas from the mall. Do you think that will be his next step? Be like, well, Santa is clearly white. Remember when they had that debate?
Yes.
On the news channels?
It was Megyn Kelly. Mm-hmm. Said, look, it's a fact. Santa and Jesus are both white.
Are you serious? She said that?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think she can get out of that hole.
You can't. I mean,
well, that was like 2 years ago. She got out of it. She got the old NBC.
She got harassed by Trump, and now she's out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't even like her on NBC, according to reports.
Well, her ratings are terrible.
You can't.
It's a well-known fact. Santa was white.
As well as Jesus.
Very white.
Very, very white.
Has to be white.
I mean, he is German.
Is he German?
German Nordic, yeah.
Klaus.
Lives in a cold Nikolaus. Climate. A lot of winter.
Klaus.
Lack of sun.
Like Nikolaus.
Nikolaus.
Chris Kringle.
Is Kringle his official last name?
No.
What's his... Wait, no?
No.
What the hell did
I Kringle mean, he never really Kringle? Existed. This is just all this kind of stuff that they slapped together here.
Wait, is he German? I always thought that he was like Viking type dude. Like,
he is. He's many things. There is a Saint Nicholas. There is he's also Odin. He is
Odin?
Yeah, he's Odin.
Odin just covers everything.
Odin is everything. Odin is everything. He's the All Father, after all.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, Santa Claus is kind of a mix of a bunch of little.
But more, legends. What country would he rep more?
Germany.
Germany more.
Yeah.
Germany more. Made him popular.
He was brought over. Germany made him popular, but he was brought over. He was brought over to America by a Swedish artist.
Okay.
Who was doing advertisements for the Coca-Cola company?
Shut up! Coca-Cola introduced Christmas
to America, to Santa Claus,
the red fat Santa.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola. Wow.
Marketing. Just like the Roman Catholic Church.
And those bastards tried to push that stupid polar bear. Remember the polar bears when they tried to push it on the 90s?
Yep.
And everybody's like, oh, it's not Christmas until you see the Coca-Cola polar bears. Mm-hmm. But for the longest time, what year did Coca-Cola start?
About the 1890s. Yeah.
1890s. Wow, so there was no Christmas out there.
Not in America. We didn't really embrace the Santa Claus thing.
What about the Christmas thing? There
was a lot of things. I mean, Christmas has gone through so many changes since its original inception.
Yo, this is crazy. So Coca-Cola is responsible for shut up. You guys knew this. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a Coca-Cola red suit that he wears.
It's a Coca-Cola red suit? Are you kidding me?
It had always been some kind of brown or red. It was always an earthy color.
Okay.
But that really bright, bright red, that was for the Coca-Cola company.
Wow. Okay. All right, tell me more about this Christmas day.
Dasher and Dancer. And
yeah, what the hell did those...
the reindeer, of course, are German, right?
Devil dogs. Yeah.
Rudolph was actually a marketing strategy from America, too. Okay. It was introduced by Gimbals during the Macy's and Gimbals.
What is Gimbals?
Gimbals, the Macy's and Gimbals holiday parade rivalry they used to have.
The Gimbals department store.
Yeah, the Gimbals department store.
Have no idea what they are.
There used to be two departments, big department stores in New York that always fought, Macy's and Gimbals.
Really? The Crips and the Bloods of
And they
fashion.
Used to have their... They each had their own holiday parade.
Okay.
Gimbals was actually better.
And how Gimble, so?
It was actually bigger, and they're the ones who really did like the bigger balloons and things like that. Macy's took all that once Gimbals went out of business.
Did they go out of business because they were doing
Macy's was a better parades? Store, though. Macy's yeah, was a better store.
They put all their money and effort into the parade. Right, they had to run the store.
But one of their marketing things was Rudolph.
We'll pay you next week, Steve. We gotta do these stupid balloons. Bringing them down.
That's it. I'm going to Macy's across the street.
But that was the marketing strategy. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was created by Gimbals.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Rudolph, and by the way, you're listening to Devils in the Details. In case you passed out when you hit that play button on the podcast.
But then you woke up 5 minutes later.
What happened? What's this?
Rudolph.
Like Gimbals. You stumbled into this. You know what? I think this is the last time I'm gonna introduce the show. You know what you're listening
just
to.
Just the show.
Alright, here we are.
You downloaded
it. Who's stumbling across the podcast?
Yeah, this eggnog is fantastic. okay, so Gimbals introduces Rudolph. Yeah. What about the other guys? Gimbals also brought
Dasher
that in?
And Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, all of them.
Yeah, don't stop.
Connor and Donner and Cupid and Connor and Blitzen, or what is it? Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. That
Blitzen is very German.
Richard Donner and Blitzen, yeah.
Blitzen is Donner, very German.
Donner Dixon.
Blitzen is very German. Rudolph is German. They're all German names.
Dancer?
Yeah. Dancer, you know, Tanzen.
Danzig.
Yeah, Danzig. You know Danzig.
Mother.
Tell your reindeer not to fly over here.
That's a rockin' sleigh ride, man.
Tell him to stop whipping me.
Santa's ground. Whoa.
Oh, there's another legend, too, speaking of whippings, of course.
Yeah.
In Germany, we have the Krampus.
Oh, yes.
Krampus
okay,
is
one. So who did Pepsi introduce the Krampus?
No, the Krampus is a traditional German monster that traveled with Santa Claus.
Wait, was this always part of...
In Germany, yes, this was always part of it.
So Santa didn't have a list. It was him, and then he had this asshole that'd be like, yo, that string that dude out.
He didn't, yeah, he didn't have coal. Coal doesn't show up until the Industrial Revolution.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like, we gotta stop the whipping. Right. Right. How many kids got whipped in Christmas?
Oh, I don't know. Wow. I couldn't tell, but yeah, the legend was to scare kids of being good is that Krampus would put you in his sack and whip you.
With reeds?
Yeah, with reeds.
Yeah. And you hear his chains as he was coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Right?
The only time I remember Krampus was, I think you told me, watch the episode of Venture Brothers.
Yes.
With the Krampus. And, yo. And then he starts humping on people. Oh, I was like, terrible. That's the first time I learned about this Krampus thing. It's like, yo, this is great.
They made a Krampus movie a couple years ago. That was okay. It was an alright movie.
The guy from The Office. Adam Scott.
Yeah, and David Koechner.
Was it a horror?
It's a Christmas horror comedy.
Okay, so it's like Gremlins.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay.
Gremlins is a Christmas movie, right?
Yes. Yeah,
so 100%, the first one.
And so is Die Hard.
Gremlins and Die Hard are Christmas movies.
And so is Lethal Weapon.
Stop the Hate and Lethal Weapon as
those are all Christmas movies.
Stop the Hate of Die Hard not being a Christmas movie, Ali Flores.
It is.
It is.
So is Die Hard 2, actually.
Die Hard 1 and 2 are definitely Christmas. Die Hard 3 is not.
It's a 4th of July movie.
Die Hard.
Actually, no, that's a 4th one, excuse me.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Right.
Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
Right.
Love Actually, the movie that you love, and I still actually have not finished.
have not actually seen.
It's also a Christmas movie.
Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
Home Alone is definitely a Christmas
Both
movie.
Both of them are. Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%. A Christmas Story is a Christmas movie.
And they're about to ruin that with a musical with Matthew Broderick.
With Broderick, really?
Yeah, he's... The Dad.
Reindeer Games is a Christmas story.
Okay, we can stop now.
And that movie came out in February, which is hysterical.
That's when the reindeers are in season.
Couldn't get anything else. I'm sorry.
That is a fantastically bad movie, Reindeer Games.
Oh,
it's fun to watch. It's so bad.
Yeah.
So Coca-Cola introduces Santa Claus here. Mm-hmm. When does the date December 25 become the date?
Okay, so let's go back, and if you were listening to the previous lecture here, the previous show, we were talking about how the Roman Catholic Church was having a hard time selling Christianity.
Okay.
Now, there were two festivals that they took things from.
Festivus?
December 25th.
Uh-huh.
was both the season of Yule up in the Viking lands in Scandinavia, but it was also the summer, the winter solstice for the ancient Romans, the polytheistic Romans, called the Saturnalia, the Feast of Saturn.
Okay. Saturnalia is awesome.
So they figured, you guys have a September 25th, December 25th celebration. These guys up north have a December the 25th celebration. We're just going to combine them, mix them all up.
Yuletide.
And call it the Yuletide year. And December 25th is also kind of the, it's debated, but the, one of the births of the god of light, Balder, the star.
Okay.
There's where you get the star from. The, you know, and of course, it's the, it's the, therefore, it's the birthday of the Son of God, who is also the light.
Is it?
No.
Okay. Yes.
No. Just covered
our bases. I want to see a birth certificate.
Yeah. A long form one, if you know.
So, yeah, it's, yeah, Jesus was most likely born in the summer.
Okay.
So, they would have frozen to death in that manger.
If you follow the story.
If they were in December, yeah. That's a newborn out there in 2015 degree weather probably wouldn't have worked out so well.
So I'm
possible, true.
I'm still dazed, not only on the eggnog, but on the fact that Coca-Cola...
Still messing you up, man.
Right. Dude, honestly, I had no idea.
Because Santa used to be skinny, right? The Saint Nick was, I think, portrayed as being Odin. Skinny.
He used to be Odin.
Well, Odin would then be fit.
Yeah, big, right, really? Big guy.
Yeah, well, you, if you go back like that
a
far.
Like a
yeah.
mallet?
One of the things in Yule was Odin used to ride around
on an elk.
On his horse, his grandson horse. And he would, you know, kind of bless good Nords out there. And the proper Norsemen would leave out a bucket of oats and carrots for Odin's horse to eat.
You say,
and as a thank you, he would leave them a present.
Did you say grandson horse?
His grandson horse.
What does that mean, grandson horse?
That means that one of the many shapes that Loki decided to take at one point to try and fool with someone was a female horse.
Okay.
Well, at the, he was so good as a disguise, Odin, who was at the time taking the form of a male horse... Didn't notice him, and now Odin rides his grandson.
Oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Who is a six-legged horse.
Because that's messed up.
So mythology is fun.
Abomination.
Yo, dude, this is some twisted...
Yeah, they didn't want to put that into the movies. But the six-legged horse is in the first movie.
Really?
Yeah, it's in the first movie. Loki has a lot of interesting children. Mm-hmm. Fenris the wolf is also his son.
No, for who?
Fenris the Wolf.
I don't know Fenris the Wolf.
Did you see the last Thor movie?
Yes.
The Giant Wolf.
The Giant Wolf.
That's Loki's son.
Oh my god. I thought it was just a cool giant wolf in a movie.
Yeah, no, that's Loki's son.
That was actually based on...
He's supposed to swallow the moon to start Ragnarok.
Wow.
And Hela is Loki's son, or is Loki's daughter.
It's Loki's
not
daughter.
Odin's daughter.
Yeah, it's Loki's daughter. I know that was definitely rewritten for the movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, wild stuff.
Really?
Wild stuff.
He's got a lot. Yeah,
she was so hot around. In that movie.
It was the first amazing. Time I've ever seen Cate Blanchett, and I was like, damn, yeah.
Yes. Like she was
so hot, uh-huh. And I knew I wanted to watch. I fell asleep in that movie, by the way.
Which is a shame.
Yeah, it just didn't... It just,
but she was good looking. That eyeliner and that dark hair?
Yeah.
Her whole demeanor and everything about her.
And
she wanted that revenge. She was bloodthirsty.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted power.
No, that was respect great. That was great. But to me, the whole movie was like, oh, look, Hulk is talking.
Finally, like a
six-year-old. And everybody's like, yeah, he's the greatest Avenger. I'm saying, relax. Stay on target. Then I saw... No, it's Christmas. Target. Don't ruin my Christmas thing. Talking about Loki and banging horses and shit.
That was my fault because you said grandson horse.
I had to know.
Yeah. I saw Justice League and the whole guy's mouth threw me off the movie. Jump.
Superman's face.
Off
terrible,
jump.
Terrible.
I was like, look.
I haven't seen it.
It's not
dude,
good.
I'm watching
I haven't
the movie
seen a DC movie since Man of Steel. I stopped
Wonder
after
Woman's
that.
Worth it.
Okay.
Although, you might appreciate the mythological stuff they throw in there. If you pick them on the Thor stuff, then there's definitely stuff in Wonder Woman's going on that I don't know what's going on. Yeah. You'll pick up on. But yeah, Santa, Coca-Cola made Santa fat.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Jolly. You made him a big jolly
gotta
guy
sell to giving, kids.
Giving out Coca-Cola
you can't have
to children.
Odin, you know, Odin, big jacked bearded dude. You
a
know,
Viking.
With one eye. Can't really do that.
Where's
one.
My carrots and nuts, yes. Little guy? Little Timmy.
Santa with muscles.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, brother.
I'm gonna deck your halls, bub. Yeah, we can't do any of that. So that's, you know, that's where Santa comes from. He's a bit of Odin, mostly.
And then Krampus goes up.
But there actually was a Saint Nicholas as well.
Okay, who's that dude?
Yeah, and that was a saint for his generosity. And he had, there's various legends, but one of the general ones is that he had these three girls in the village who couldn't get married because they didn't have enough money for a dowry. And so he would...
Yuletide.
He would sell his possessions to make money.
Okay.
And then, you know, at night... would throw a bag of coin through the window, and they would wake up with all this money, then they could marry who they wanted to.
Oh.
And here's an extra. So selling the things that you like for money in order to get back, and it's represented by three golden balls that he threw, and those are the symbols of pawn shops today.
The three balls.
Yeah, the three balls. The three sacks. The three sacks of gold.
You don't know. You can't picture it. All pawn shops said that.
Yeah,
we even find it outside, like a Value Pawn and a Cash America.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, they all have. That's Saint Nicholas.
It's just like the barber pole. You know, mm-hmm. that people forget.
Oh damn!
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yes, that's the. It's the three sacks of gold.
Three sacks.
The pawnbroker symbol is three spheres suspended from a bar. The three spear symbol is attributed to the Medici family of Florence, Italy, mm-hmm. owing its symbolic meaning of Lombard. This refers to the Italian region of Lombardy, where pawn shops banking originated under the name of Lombard banking.
Mm.
All right. What's the Santa stuff here?
I mean, that's what I've researched. Italians and Medici giving out, yeah.
Wow, but I like that story better.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah.
Three's
a magic number. It could be anywhere. You know, three magi, Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Okay, talking about that. Okay, yeah. So the oats and carrots for the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Three Kings, they tell you get like a shoebox, something, fill it with grass.
Mm-hmm.
So that way the camels that the three kings are coming in, they eat and they leave you a present.
Ah, so there we go. Yeah.
I remember that as a kid because me and my little brother used to do that.
Yeah, Three Kings.
And then
I got to a point
and be like, wait a minute. We already.
Why did you put the grass in your shoes?
Yeah, we already saw them wrapping the
gifts. I'll put it in the shoebox. Put it in the shoes.
Good, like, for the longest time, me and my brother stopped believing in Santa.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Wait, what?
Spoiler alert, he's Odin.
You know, because we busted mom and dad wrapping gifts.
Right.
So we knew at midnight on December 25th, and that's the tradition that we've always had now and since forever, that at midnight is when we open the gifts. Not Christmas morning or anything.
Oh, true.
That.
Yeah, sure.
It's midnight, and then you deal with the consequences next morning.
I was about to say, no, F that. Kids are going to bed.
Yeah, no.
Wake me up in the morning. That's
my
fine.
My kids are great, though. My kids are like, oh, we got it. All right, we're going to sleep.
They're gonna have some
sleep. I remember.
The presents are still sitting there. Man.
Yeah.
I remember just being like, "Oh, it's been hook it up."
Yeah. My parents were like, "Nope, breakfast first. Eat your pancakes." Like, let's go. Let's do it. Yep. Good times.
So yeah, the Three Kings kind of thing, and we always, for some reason, that one stayed a little longer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 1 year, it was like very we didn't see anybody putting gifts, but then all of a sudden, like, they hid the gifts all over the house.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And it became like a scavenger hunt. But that ended quickly because then me and my brother started ransacking the place like the FBI.
Yeah. Turn it over.
Where the drugs, Karen?
Which is actually closer to the theme of Christmas originally.
Okay.
Christmas was, again, it was really just borrowed from the Roman Saturnalia and the season of Yule.
Okay.
And so for the most part, it was a drunken festival. It wasn't really for the kids for the longest time.
Okay.
And then in the medieval period, it became a role reversal holiday. So the lord would serve the servants, and the servants got to be lords for the day. Okay. That was a Christmas tradition. And so the lord would bring out his best booze and bring out his best food, and he would wait on him and all the lord's family and everything. They would act like the servants for the day as a thank you for everything they did for the year. It was a role reversal stuff, and it was a well looked on tradition and throughout most of Europe at that time, in the medieval period.
So when did it start flipping towards the kids?
All right, marketing. So
when did Coca-Cola decide?
That's going to take a long time here. So we got a lot of drunkenness, big parades. This is where we get the mistletoe and the kissing from.
Sexual harassment.
A lot of sexual harassment. It was really just a big orgy fest for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then the Catholic Church realized things are getting a little out of control.
Hmm.
And to the point where the Protestants started to really dislike it because they just saw it as this untreatable Catholic disease. And eventually in 1600 in England, remember we talked about Oliver Cromwell and the Puritans.
Uh-huh.
Oliver Cromwell takes over England and cancels Christmas.
What? Cancel Christmas?
That's it. He's like, no more Christmas.
How dare he?
Yep. Exactly. He pulled an Alan Rickman in Prince of Thieves and just canceled Christmas.
I will cut your Christmas with a spoon. So he can't, but Christmas wasn't that popular back then. It was just like a party thing.
It was a big party. Yeah, a real big party.
It was
like Mardi Gras. It was really just the equivalent to Mardi Gras.
Flippity flops all over the place.
It sounds fun too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The guys throwing balls all over the place, money.
Mm-hmm. But it eventually still stayed in America. The Americans didn't stop doing it because Oliver Cromwell's society was not doing it. Again, one of those early American revolutions.
Okay.
Before the actual one. And so it became still a lot of time of partying. It was mostly still for adults. The gifts do start to come into play a little bit later by 1700 or so, when people started to realize that kids need toys. But the Christmas tree as we know it.
Oh, where did that come from?
Does not come into American society and English society
until Woolworth introduces it in 1912.
It's Queen Victoria's husband's Albert.
Oh, okay.
Albert's German. And the Germans have been practicing the Christmas tree celebration since the beginning. The origin of the Christmas tree is during the season of Yule. The Vikings would, you know, everything was covered in snow, everything was dead. So the Vikings would find the one tree that had not died, the evergreen tree, the fir trees.
Okay.
They would chop it down, they would bring it into the house and decorate it as a symbol that even throughout all this desolation, this is the hope and the promise of life when spring comes. So not all life is destroyed in the winter.
So I'm going to kill this tree to show you.
Right. Not all life
is destroyed. I'm going to decapitate the head of this tree.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why the evergreen stays so evergreen is because they don't have leaves. They have the needles.
Yeah.
And the needles don't absorb a lot of water because that's the reason the trees die, is because all the leaves are packed with water. And then when the cold comes, it freezes, it expands, and it just explodes.
Yeah.
And that's why they all die out.
And the fire those pine trees create is amazing.
Mm-hmm. They last for a long time. They make a Yule log. Yeah.
But when they go on fire, they go on fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because here's another side thing Puerto Ricans do, right?
So
you got Christmas, right? But then the reason why we don't throw the tree out until so late is because February 2nd is Dia de la Candelaria.
A.K.A. Groundhog's Day.
Is it?
February 2nd?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know February 2nd was Groundhog's Day, but February 2nd is Dia de la Candelaria, which is the light-up festival kind of thing. So everybody gets together, puts the Christmas trees together, and they light it up on fire.
Whoa.
It's just like set up a fire.
Is that what you do on February 2nd?
I haven't done that in years.
Can we do it?
I don't know, man. It's so scary here in Florida.
Yeah.
Especially in February.
That's dry season.
It's dry season.
Well, we could do it at my house. I'm right by a lake. Let's do it by the lake.
The lake. Because then we can start a fire, and then these priests will jump on it and be like, that's God punishing the gay for gay days at Disney.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
Kind of thing. But I haven't done
I want to do this now.
Dia de la Candelaria, yeah.
We'll have to go to Puerto Rico and do it.
Yeah, get some light, Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Help us out. Well, they'll get light on February
2nd. Yo, let's pause this real quick.
Yeah.
And side note, tell the story about your good deed this is hilarious to me. Because he called me, he was somewhat upset, but he goes, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Puerto Rico, and for those people that don't know, or, you know, forgot already or whatever,
Puerto Rican had a very devastating hurricane that pretty much knocked out power for the whole island. 80% of the island still without electricity.
Jesus.
So says Angel Rivera. And I say 80% for real? Every time is 80%, no matter who you ask. But
they did have a thing where a little bit of the work done by that one shady company,
yeah,
that Whitefish, like their work failed and plummeted a majority on back into darkness.
Okay, so they're probably...
They still do deliveries at La Cueva del Chicken Inn, though. I still keep up with them on Facebook.
La Cueva del Chicken's still going.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dan did this, what is that, like a fundraiser?
A goods drive, yeah. We did a goods drive.
A goods drive. Get everybody to ship in, and so that way he's going to send supplies to Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody donated a...
Generator.
A generator.
Nice. That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It's very cool. Right.
It was during a wrestling show. We got someone to donate a generator to us.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So just recently, Dan has discontinued his relationship with that school and found better place to teach, go back, and has the freedom that he can teach the way he teaches.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So then said school... the evildoers asked...
The original school.
They want to find out where this generator is.
The one that was donated?
Yeah, the one that we donated to the Federal Affairs
Office. They want to do like an accountability check.
Like an audit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, find out what happened to that generator.
Well, they think you stole it or something?
Where did it go? Where is that generator?
Where is the generator?
Where is everything?
In Puerto Rico now.
Oh, can you provide, can you provide papers proving this?
Okay. The reason they were asking for the generator is because these evil assholes from the school, and you're lucky the that school. I don't know your name, school, because I would definitely throw you under the bus.
St. Bartholomew School of Terrible Happenings.
School of Cocksuckers is what I would call them. And don't bleep that one.
I was about to say, should I bleep that one?
No, okay, that one.
We'll leave that one. Okay.
That goes. They wanted to get the generator so they can use it for their golf event.
Yeah, for their fundraising golf tournament in May.
In May.
So they wanted to get a family in Puerto Rico to stay in the dark so that white people can hit a stick and a ball.
Man, how privileged is that? That's amazing. That's pretty crazy.
That's like 80s it's villain funny level.
That is.
That's exactly what Dan tells me. He goes, that's as white privilege as you can white privilege.
Even if you don't believe in white privilege, you got to call this out as white privilege.
That is insane. That is footloose levels of villain there.
This is just...
John Hughes couldn't write a bad guy that over the top.
Yeah, in my post I said you would need the Goonies and the Brat Pack to team up with Rodney Dangerfield to defeat this level of
ability.
It's like the evil guy from Better... Is it Better Off Dead? Or no, not Better Off Dead. The other movie, One Crazy Summer.
Okay.
The father that was on the Twisted Sister music videos.
Yes, oh,
wasn't he also the same dad
who
was in Ferris Bueller, the Ferris Bueller's
Day? No.
Yeah,
no.
I know who you're talking about, too.
His sister is in that movie Lady Bird.
Sister. The Lady Bird? I just saw Lady Bird.
Yeah, the mom.
Yeah.
Laurie Metcalf?
Metcalf. Mm-hmm. Metcalf.
So Laurie Metcalf, her brother.
Bobby Metcalf.
Oh, so close. Let's see.
William Metcalf.
You know what? I wouldn't...
Bobby McFerrin Calf.
Bobby Flay Calf.
Bobby...
Doesn't she have brothers?
Damn it. Bobby Brown Calf.
You know who I'm talking about, right? The dude from the Twisted Sister videos?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
What the hell's his name? He was also in... what's up? God dang it. Twisted Sister Dad... What the hell's his name?
Martin Lawrence. Bobby Metcalf.
Is it Bobby Metcalf? Mark Metcalf.
Mark Metcalf. Okay.
Thank you.
Same difference.
And he was Niedermeyer.
Yes. Phil Collins?
Niedermeyer?
He was Niedermeyer in Animal House.
Oh, that one. Pleasure meeting Ned Niedermeyer. Yeah.
Animal House, a Christmas movie?
No.
No.
Animal House is kind of,
Just a college movie.
Yeah, it's throughout the year, right? Throughout the year.
I guess they just have a toga party, but it's not for Halloween or anything.
So I think it's just kind of... How long? Yeah, I don't even know what the timeline is. Does it last from August to May?
That movie has a child molesting scene.
Yes.
A straight up child molesting
scene? Like straight up... Yeah, because the college guy ends up hooking up in a stadium with a 14-year-old.
Not bad.
No, no, what do you mean not bad? Not bad.
What's that? That's like a four-year-old.
Bad. Go vote in Alabama. Get out of here.
Hey. Alabama, shout out to our listeners in Alabama.
That's a fine American.
We have many fine listeners in Alabama.
Much, much.
Is this the face of a child molester?
Well, I don't even know where we got off on that. Oh, we can talk about Puerto Rico with the
Puerto Rico and the trees.
Yeah,
so we're talking about Christmas trees.
Right. So the Germans have been doing it for a while, the Christmas trees.
Okay.
So Prince Albert, being German, he brings the tradition over with him.
Okay.
And so England doesn't really have its first Christmas tree until about 1840, 1850.
Okay.
Yeah. And then people in America start seeing it, and eventually it rubs off. And yeah, by the 1860s, 1870s, you see Americans now with the Christmas tree.
Who's the first president to do the tree?
I do not know that one. That one I do not know. The tree lighting? Yeah, yeah. I do not know. Obviously, we would have to be someone before after electricity was harnessed. So...
they could have done like candles.
Maybe.
The little saucer with the candle with the melted. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, the death things. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing you know with the old guy wears the pajama mm-hmm. with the
Ebenezer Scrooge would wear on his way up the stairs to his.
That's
a Christmas movie. Scrooge.
Yeah, Scrooged. It was actually also a socialist message in that too.
Okay.
It was really about treating the workers right or else they'll rise up against you. And that really what it was all about.
And you'll be a forgotten old miser that no one likes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They treated their industrialists different in Britain than in America. We idolize ours. You know, we have Rockefeller Center. We have Carnegie Mellon. You know, they don't do that in England. They're just like, yeah, you're just some rich asshole. Like that's but I don't. No. That doesn't count for the 50,000 people who are working for a dime a day for you. For like 20 years. No. You don't get to. You don't get to donate a museum and your soul is cleansed.
Well, Rockefeller has the Rockefeller laws.
That guy. We can get into all day Rockefeller. That is a twisted son of a bitch. Like he had to donate his soul in order to get saved.
But did he really get?
I mean, he felt he had to. He was a Mormon, so. But he was definitely a dick.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, just hardcore dick. But that's not the spirit.
Okay, but Carnegie was cool though, right? For the most part,
He had the deli.
He had the hall.
Right. He was. I mean, he thought, you know, he was with the workers. But then after they did one strike against him, he banned all unions for him.
Oh, there you go.
And he was only paying his workers about 50 cents a day.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he was also kind of a...
But what about Hillary Clinton?
Smash cut to Hillary Clinton. Lock her up.
Build that wall. It's like, what? It always had...
We just need a good... Three-word group chants work, man. That's all it
that's matters. That's how I feel. Yeah. Sometimes it's like... Oh.
To the cadence of USA.
So it took us a while to get all of our Christmassy things. It was just a mashup of various cultures throughout time.
So let me ask you this. Okay, so we got Santa Claus, the flying reindeer...
It's just a thing.
That came from Germany as well?
I don't remember why they fly, actually.
Is that from Rudolph? Because Rudolph had to guide them, maybe?
It's possible, and that Rudolph itself, like I said, was a marketing strategy.
Yeah, it was marketing, right?
Did they try different things? Did they have, like, a Christmas wolf?
I don't think so. I've never heard of a Christmas wolf.
Like a Christmas wolf.
Oh, the Christmas wolf I think the deer really was.
It's a white albino wolf with red blood eyes.
Who comes down your chimney
just
in the middle of the night.
Once a year. The other wolves will bite you and shit like that. Yeah. But this one doesn't. This one drops a present in front of your door.
Very scarily drops a present in front of your door. And then backs off staring at you.
In the morning, you open the door and there's the gift.
But if you're a bad boy or girl, when you open the door to get the gift... then the Christmas Wolf comes out and gets you. And
No. He can't be good and bad. If you open the door,
how does the wolf punish the bad kids then?
He doesn't. He just doesn't leave
the
anything
Christmas
there.
Bear does.
The Christmas bear? Oh, that's his Krampus. There's a Christmas bear.
The Christmas bear has a mallet.
Well, he's a bear, but he needs a weapon. He needs a...
He's not a savage.
Want to use my hands?
He tricycles his way into your house.
Right.
Yes, that's the song that the
Christmas bear, the Krampus bear,
the Krampus bear piss grimp. I'm gonna work on that one. I'm gonna workshop that one. I'll come back next year.
So a lot of different versions of Christmas. Everyone celebrates a different way. You know.
Tell me some.
In Italy, it's a witch.
It's a witch.
It's a witch.
What do you mean?
She was a witch who. She was a woman, I believe, various stories again, who was following the wise men and then got lost. For Italy, it's not Santa Claus, it's a witch.
What's her name?
I forget her name.
Hazel?
Frau Bruca, I guess. I don't know.
What other countries?
Luca Toni.
Australia has the funky, the kangaroo. The kangaroo, or something?
Right?
Jack. The kangaroo.
It's funny, is in Germany, he's not even known as Santa Claus. He's the Weihnachtsmann.
Weihnachts. That sounds something like a medication.
Weihnachtstime. It's the time of the winter.
Gives you nausea.
Oh, like equinox. Vernal equinox. Weihnachts.
So, I mean, various names and whatnot. You know, and then we have Boxing Day, of course, afterwards.
What's boxing? I always thought it was like a tournament, but it's not.
No, it is.
It's actual boxes.
It's to box up all the extra stuff that you got at Christmas, the stuff that you really don't need, and you're supposed to send those to families less fortunate that didn't really have a Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Yeah. So the gifts that you really didn't like, or that you
didn't like, or had a copy of already, or you were really like, you know, it was nice that I got it, but
I don't need it.
I really, you know, someone else can use it, type of thing. Yeah. It was started by the royal family. It was like, because they were getting gifts all over the place, and then, you know, the queen, it was Victoria, was like, no, let's just box these up and give these to the poor people.
Is that like the last remnants of what was it called? You talked about it in the. The nobles.
Oh, the noblesse oblige?
Yes, noblesse.
It's part of that too, yeah. It's just like, and it was very popular from the wealthy people to box up their extra presents and send them to the poorest areas.
They box them up and they burn it in front of them. They use it for heat.
That's Pedro Boxing Day. You mix that up with the Puerto Rican tree burning.
Canadians celebrate Boxing Day.
Yeah, Canadians are very.
I was going to ask, isn't it an English holiday?
Yes, it's an English holiday. So
but the Canadians do it as well.
And the Australians.
Canadians?
And Australians. Okay, interesting.
We don't.
We don't because we're greedy. Because we're capitalist.
That sounds like socialism.
Yes. Giving away our stuff.
Mine.
We want to give away candy on Halloween.
That's my present that a magical man gave me.
December is a magical month, too, because December is the one month that you see people like cramming up their niceness.
Yeah, everyone puts on the niceness, the extra niceties for
now. The I understand that in Florida because the weather's finally bearable. People are in a better mood.
Yes,
like, true. That's in general, I'm in a better mood because I can walk outside and not.
However,
hey, I got you.
I got him. You got him.
We just got out of the hot summer. We survived the hurricane season.
Yeah.
We can finally relax for a couple of months.
Yeah. Me and Lisa went to Costco, and it was December. Hmm. And one of the things is like, all right, we're going to be nice. We're going to be patient, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's like they test you. those people that go there.
Those people.
They just leave the cart right in the middle. Uh-huh. There's no awareness kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you just want to yell at somebody. But it's Christmas. It's December.
If you're at or a packed Hanukkah. Line, okay, you know, checking out your stuff, if they say the coupon doesn't work, the coupon doesn't work.
Oh, no.
Keep moving.
Oh, no, no, no.
Keep it's moving.
We're going to escalate this.
Yeah. Keep moving.
We're going to escalate this. Get me a manager.
Get me a manager.
Something we can do, get me the regional manager.
Uh-huh.
What?
You can't just... Whatever. I will pay you the extra dollar on that Tide detergent for you to just keep moving.
You want a dollar?
Keep the line going.
Yeah.
You want a dollar off, ma'am? Here's a dollar. Go. Mm-hmm.
It's the principle of it.
Yeah, keep moving.
You're going to let these fat cats get away with these coupons that don't work?
There's no need.
Dun, 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 dun.
Now Seinfeld comes to us.
Merry Festivus. That's
a Chinese New Year thing.
Yeah, what is it? A lot of Jewish people eat Chinese for Christmas.
Yes.
Because it's the only place that's open.
Only place that's open.
Big up to the Chinese people.
Good job, guys.
Thanks,
big ups to the Chinese people. Hey, big ups to Circle C on University and Goldenrod for being the only liquor store that was open on Thanksgiving.
Hey, good job, buddies.
Good job, Arabs. I know you guys don't celebrate anything. You're all about that money.
Someone's got to be.
They worship it, yeah.
Good for them.
That's what's up.
Keeping us drunk.
So, do you know the origin of the Puerto Rican eggnog?
The coquito?
Yeah.
Coquito.
Why? No.
I
don't know, dude. I really don't.
And coquito is just coconutty eggnog, right? That's all it really
it's,
is.
With
various recipes from family to family.
Yeah, like I make...
I told him to start the order for me, whatever.
Oh, dude, I had a bottle for you, too.
Ah.
And I throw a party Saturday.
That's all right.
But I'll get you. Just tell me what you want, and I got it for you.
All right.
And let's bring the wheels down.
Yeah.
Everybody, let's get out of here. Like always, everybody, tell 1, 2, 3 of your friends. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
Just tell somebody about the show. And
you're with them right now. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
So.
Sharing
yeah, this came out on Christmas Day.
You should be playing
Day.
This right now for your family.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
All the bleeps included.
Oh, bleeps, yeah, bleeps are, you know, it's hard work. We got to find ways.
Hopefully
to
we've offended bleeps. All your grandmothers on what Christianity did.
Yeah, we hope you played this like during Christmas morning breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, everything we say about the Bible is actually true.
Oh, yeah, listen to the Bible. Listen to the Christianity episode, too.
Yeah.
And you can, if you haven't, you can catch the shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or TuneIn.
Yep.
Soon to be on Spotify.
Yep.
You got any comments, complaints, send them to us at the Devil's Tweets.
Mm-hmm.
The Devil's
Deets. The Devil's Deets.
On the Tweets. On Twitter.com.
The Deets of the Tweets.
Or awesome. Email us. Feel free to email us at devilsinthedetailsshow@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
But if you really are serious about your complaint, you take that complaint to Facebook.
Yeah.
And you find PFT Media, the greatest media of all podcasting out there.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You put the complaint right there.
Yeah, we'll field those complaints. No problem.
We got a professional team of complainers.
And our followers will troll the shit out of you.
Yes, because they got nothing else to do. They just waiting for the signal.
Yep.
So, all right, guys. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. Carella.
And really Happy New Year. Next episode is going to come out after the New Year. So
yes.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy
we'll
New
do
Year.
A nice...
Oh, man. Shit, what's yeah. New Year's? Was that invented?
Well, it was just the New Year.
Because the Chinese throw New Year's...
right,
Chinese
yeah.
throw New Year like in August 14th sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, it's...
I mean, the calendar had to flip sometime.
Yeah, but it's weird. Like, they're just throwing in the middle of the week.
They have their own calendar going on.
They do have their own calendar. Yeah.
How many months in their calendar?
I'd have to do research on that.
Do that.
Yeah.
I need a Chinese expert. Do we have any Oriental friends? I know that's not the proper way to say it.
I mean, if you call them Oriental, the way, then the I'm going to say no, be, you know?
The only way that's going to be.
Yeah, hilarious. Culturally, I'm not sure. I do know enough Chinese history, but as far as their culture, I can find someone.
Someone.
All right.
Well, yes. Well, we order Chinese and just force the guy to sit.
Just see how long,
what do you how do? Can we do a remote podcast in a Chinese restaurant?
There we yes. Well, yeah, we'll get equipment so we can
ma'am,
record
ma'am,
from
yes,
from PF Chang's.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get the pork fried rice and what's the deal with your calendar?
And she's I just work here for $9.
She doesn't even have an accent.
So I was born in Sacramento.
She got a California accent. Well, everybody, have a happy Christmas. Hope you had a happy Christmas. Have a great New Year's. And we'll see you next year.
Merry Christmas, Beyonce.
Yeah, I hope your dick heals.
It was Christmas evening. In the drum tank, an old man said to me, you won't see another one. And he sang a song. The
A PFT Media production.